About 100 people gathered in Town Square Park to hear speakers from community groups, faith organizations, and education advocates. They were speaking out against the $48 million in statewide education funding cuts included in the budget passed by legislators earlier this week. Juan San Miguel is the president-elect of Alaska PTA. He says the 7,000-member group is nonpartisan and cannot lobby, but they felt they could not be publicly silent on the issue any longer.
It's all about the children. That's what we're here for. They're our future. If we don't give them the tools that they need to succeed, we're not going to make it as a country.
San Miguel suggested that lawmakers cut their own budget before cutting education. Rallygoers shared their messages directly with legislators and the governor by pulling out their cell phones and calling Juneau en masse.
I'm calling you from a rally right now in Anchorage. And we are calling to say...
Among the speakers was Reverend Michael Burke from St. Mary's Church. He says education is one of the core values of the state and is important for everyone, including the faith community.
Well, I think the well-being of the community and the greater good, I mean, that is the essence of what people of faith of all different faiths care about and what they come together around. And not just people of faith, but people from all backgrounds. This is the one thing that unites us all as Alaskans. Is belief in the wisdom of investment in our children.
The Anchorage School District is planning for the cuts, though final numbers could still change. The district needs to inform tenured teachers about any layoffs by May 15th. School board member Tam Augusti-Giesler attended the rally. She says the district will likely cut the pilot programs that focus on early learning and literacy.
These are all valuable components of how we're trying to move the needle and improve the educational outcomes of our students, and now we're being asked to walk backwards instead of walk forward.
She says she hopes the legislators are listening. The Anchorage superintendent will present their revised budget on Thursday. The legislature's current budget also cuts forward funding for education. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.